Hey, that track right there, Soko with Being Sad Is Not a Crime on RDU Breakfast, and I am chatting with none other than the OG, Michael Higgins. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
It is an honour, truly. How are you doing this fine Monday morning?
Pretty good for someone who's in lockdown Auckland.
Yeah, that would do it. Gosh. Head high.
It's all right.
Yes.
It's all good, but just not going very far.
True that. Well, let's get right into it. Here, of course, talking 45 years of RDU. Not only are we raising koha for Saltbox Studios, but also just want to deep dive into the RDU archives with you this morning. So, gosh, we start in 1976 as Radio U. So let's set the scene, I guess, and understand the differences between now and then.
Okay, I can't actually speak to very much until about 1978. I missed the first couple of years. But back in those days, the station was run through orientation, and it was on air 2 weeks a year as part of orientation. And then we borrowed the radio over and outside broadcast gear. Everything was, it was AM in those days. Everything was played off vinyl, which would be very cool these days. And so each production for 2 weeks a year was like, it was like a little production. You'd start, like a theatre production, I suppose, except that you'd also have to build an aerial of about 20 or 30 metres of steel tubing, which would have to be put up and taken down each time. So
God.
It was,
a situation and a half. See, that you're right, because, gosh, vinyls would just go down the treat nowadays. But the fact that it's only 2 weeks of the year, it truly goes to show how much of an honour it is to be broadcasting every single day now. We've come a long way.
It took a long time to get to that stage. You know, we sort of started 2 weeks a year at orientation, and then the following year it was orientation and 2 weeks at capping, and then there'd be a following year it was 2 weeks in the middle of the year.
And it's... Oh, go ahead. No, I want to hear it all.
and in 1981, at the end of 1981, there was a thing in those days called the Student Job Scheme, where students could actually work and be paid on schemes. And so at one stage I was cutting scrub, but 1 year we managed to actually shoehorn Radio U into it, and we ran a children's station during the day for about 4 weeks, and the station broadcast at night. So that was December, January.
Yes, Radio for Kids still goes strong today, doesn't it?
Well, this was Channel 6, we called it, I think, and it was actually about 7 hours a day, and it was an excuse for us to all have jobs over the holidays and also to run the station at night and on the weekends.
Oh, I love it. I love to hear. And I guess just how have those floodgates opened as time's gone by? Because, as you say, limited times when broadcasting was possible and just so much change within the community. So, yeah, what change within the community have you loved to see?
Well, I think that we were part of a change that was happening back then. New Zealand in the early 80s was a very strange place. Robert Muldoon was the Prime Minister. It was quite conservative. He didn't care about students. We had the Springbok Tour. And in fact, the first dedicated room, studio complex that RDU Radio U had was had been occupied by students against the tour, against the Springbok Tour in 1981. So we took that over, wondered if the place was bugged by the SIS. And there was all this amazing music that was just starting to happen, really, because the 70s had been a pretty dull place for New Zealand music. And so you had this explosion of music, and all our friends were in bands. We had people in bands who were announcers on the station, and there was, you know, Flying Nun started. Roger Shepherd used to do a show. There was Propeller in Auckland. The Gladstone and the Hillsborough were pumping live music sort of 4 or 5 nights a week. And so... And we loved it. There was this real sort of, and it followed on from punk and the sort of do-it-yourself ethic that you could actually do this. You could just get out there and do it. Anyone could make a record. Anyone could be in a band. And I suppose anyone could work on a radio station.
Yes. Hey, well, if I'm here, gosh, I tell you. No, but the fact that RDU is still going strong, it means that the OGs like yourself just built such a strong foundation, right, for awesome radio. So, yeah, the fact that the legacy has played out, it warms my heart to see, considering I'm on the other end of it. So, yeah, truly hearing all of this as well, the fact that, gosh, Roundup still goes strong, we've still got fantastic battles of the bands that go on, and it's all started from the 70s, the 80s. So, yeah, thank you.
Excellent. Yeah, no, it has come an incredibly long way from the days when we'd, you know, sort of camp in a committee room somewhere in the Student Union building, and there'd be a lot of egg cartons would go on the walls, and you just sort of make a studio and broadcast that way. So,
You know,
24/7, 52 weeks a year in a dedicated complex just would have seemed unreal back then.
Yes, and dedicated complex, let's touch on that. 40 years this month of that permanent location. Gosh. See, RDU is both, what, a location, like here right now where I am, but I don't really think of RDU as a place. It's more just a general vibe, right?
Yeah, and also it's a hell of a lot of people over the years who still think very fondly of their time at RDU, and people have done an enormous amount for the station year in, year out. And, you know, it's launched a few careers, but there are also a lot of people who just got the chance to have some fun, be passionate about music, be passionate about broadcasting, although I think we're probably more interested in the music than the actual broadcast quality in those days, anyway.
Yeah, hey, slowly but surely, right? See, I don't know. I don't know whether I would say I'm more into broadcasting or music. Putting myself on the spot here. I'll think about that. I love them both.
Yeah, we were making it up as we went along. That's always fun.
Undoubtedly. What are your thoughts on the current scene then? Gosh, and the music that I should be listening to right now?
Oh, well, you're talking to someone who's 60, so you don't really want to necessarily be playing the sorts of things that I want to play. But
I want them.
Yeah, no, but I have a great love for, you know, all that sort of New Zealand, that stuff that comes from the South Island, from Marlon Williams and the Eastern and Aldous Harding, Nadia Reid, people like that.
Yes, oh. Gosh, the list goes on and on, doesn't it? We tell you.
It does, yeah.
So, yes, we are fundraising right now, 45 years of RDU. So that boosted campaign will create a fantastic facility downstairs from where I am right here in the box quarter in Ōtautahi. So I guess just help the listeners understand the value of having facilities like this available.
Well, I suppose that it's a lot different now. I suppose there are a few more options. There were very few options when we started out. But, you know, we actually have built something from the ground up like that. I mean, back in those days, there were two radio stations playing rock and roll in Christchurch. So, you know, it's always been just such an important alternative to, you know, there's more choice now, more broadcast choice. We didn't have the internet in those days. But, you know, there's all this choice, but in the mainstream, you know, mainstream media is still pretty dull.
True that. AO. You heard it here first.
It needs outsiders, like, you know, the RDUs of this world and BFM up here to keep pushing those boundaries.
AO, we need an uplift alternative voice for sure. And how can we best do this, supporting musicians and Kiwi alternatives? How do you think we can, especially in a modern context?
I think just giving people a platform.
100%.
Yeah. Because, you know, everything, you know, over the years, everything's become much more refined. You know, there's a lot more sort of audience research goes on. People get slightly more cautious about making decisions. There are big budgets on some of those major stations. So if you've got somewhere where someone can just walk in the door and say, this is my new recording, and it can go straight to air within, you know,
within
10,
seconds.
15 minutes.
Yeah. True that.
Then that's just priceless.
And it's gritty, it's earnest, you know? It's something maybe we've lost, dare I say. So, hey, I love to hear it. Gosh, so much. I would love to end on if you've got an anecdote or tale from when you were truly in the heyday of RDUing or radio-ewing.
I think one of the things I always remember, it's probably quite a small thing, but it was before we got the permanent studio, and we were using the backstage area at the Naya Marsh Theatre as our broadcast studio that year. And I walked down the back stairs, and I think I was probably going off to the university bookshop to see what new, amazing new records Tony Peake got. And then this guy walked around the corner, and it was Bill Doreen, and he pressed this copy of his new single into my hands. And this was before Flying Nun, before Propeller, and it was the Six Impossible Things single. And it was just amazing that someone I knew had made a record, and there he was sort of giving it to me, and it was amazing and still is amazing.
Wow, gosh, see, that's the thing, right? You never know which memories are going to hold with you. And it's always such a, it could just be a moment like that.
Yeah.
You don't think about it so much. But then that's what sticks with you. That's so, so beautiful. Thank you for sharing.
Very good. And it's a lot more fun than the time that the aerial blew down the Norway scale.
Yes, true that. Gosh. Well, thank you, Michael Higgins, for coming onto the show this morning. And I hope Auckland treats you well this morning. Gosh, hope the lockdown's gone well.
We'll see what happens this afternoon.
Yes.
Perhaps we can get out a little bit more, but if we can't, we'll just sort of wait and do the right thing.
Ayo, we keep on trucking. Yes, Michael Higgins, thank you so much again for coming on to RDU Breakfast.
Thank you.